Now, granted, I left the control room during that break, but I walked back in. Do you think we have a transcript of that Texas A&M College of Science commercial? I mean, did you listen to that thing?
Oh, yeah. That's but that's the second year in a row we've had a they've bought advertising with us, and we appreciate that.
Must have worked the first year because they brought it back.
Must have.
They said, okay, we got to find folks who are smart enough to understand what we're talking about. Okay, let's go over that talk radio station. They got that. Man, anyway, pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to live up to the ability to entertain people with that kind of mentality. Problem is we fail usually in a very grandiose manner.
That's right. But we welcome everybody.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We're glad you're here.
You didn't understand any of those words. That's fine.
Yeah, no, that's all right, too. But, I mean, we end up, like today we're going to have a story about an ATM-like machine that dispenses cupcakes. Now, I'm thinking that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
God, that'd get a little messy, I would
segment
say.
Segment of the audience would like it. As it tumbles down.
Yeah.
I like those machines. You've seen them where they have the glass front or the plastic front, and you can see your beverage lined up, and the little arm goes over and grabs that bottle and brings it back down like a little elevator.
But it just looks complicated.
Well, it does.
I think that's just a bunch of show is all that is.
Well, but the thing is, it's in some ways justification for you having to pay $1.75 for the drink. It's the engineering that took the delivery system, if you will.
If you're only paying $1.75 out of one of those machines, you're actually getting not a bad deal, not the worst deal you could get. It's not like buying it at a hotel.
Yeah.
So you'd like a Coke? That'll be $3.25.
Yeah. Hotel prices. Yeah, that's true. I'll save this for next time. Not understand why the Democrats have decided they want to talk to Texas A&M. I don't get that. But
who's going to talk to them?
Well, the executive committee, the Brazos County Democrat Party, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They've decided they won't talk to A&M. Anyway. Big fundraising night and day yesterday in New York City. The president was out of town. I know it's newsworthy. He made his way to the Big Apple.
Yeah. By helicopter or Air Force One?
You know, I don't know. The helicopter usually is probably a better way to go for him.
Yeah. Because he can land right on the roof of the hotel.
Something like that, He hit four fundraisers yesterday. Well, they still got to fly Air Force One. I mean, they still got to fly the beast over for him to ride around in.
Yeah.
So,
that's right. I guess you can't put that on a helicopter, can you?
Doesn't work too well.
No?
Doesn't work too well.
Yeah, kind of weights it down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he did four fundraisers, raked in $5 million for his reelection bid, and also reached another milestone. Last night's final event marked the president's 100th fundraiser since kicking off his campaign last April.
Well, 4 years ago.
April. By comparison, former President George W. Bush had done 49 at this point in his presidency. So, once again, he's just like us. 100. By the way, at one of those fundraisers, things got a little testy yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
One attendee in a crowd of about 900 and the president over a possible invasion of Iran. He was in the middle of his remarks, and she said, "Use your leadership, no war on Iran." And he yelled back, "No one has announced a war, young lady. You're jumping the gun a little bit."
Did he say young lady?
He did. Can you do that?
He can.
Did he check how much, she was writing a check for first?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But, I mean, saying that, and maybe she wanted to be called young, so I don't know. Don't know.
All of you know who I am.
Yeah. Don't know what she looked like, but there you go.
Was that my...
Yeah, it was.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So are Democrats facing a widening enthusiasm gap as compared with Republicans for the upcoming elections? A new poll by USA Today and Gallup has surveyed, and just 45% of Democrats and independents who lean Democrats say that they are actually excited to vote this year, compared to 53% of Republicans who feel the same way. Again, 45% of the Democrats and independents leading Democrat say they're excited about voting.
We'll see how excited the Republicans are when they get there and realize Mitt Romney's their choice.
I know. That's the other thing. Is that, maybe they're people who haven't been reading the papers. I'm not sure. And they find out he's the choice? This is the one? Huh. Okay. White guy, got a little gray hair. Oh, okay.
And a lot of money.
He had a lot of money, yeah. And Republicans.
Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Well, no, that's true. But, you know, the deal that he got when he left Bain Capital was a pretty good deal. Because, I mean, we talk about folks getting golden parachutes, right, where they leave and they get a big retirement thing. He was able to continue to be paid by them after he had left the company. Not a one-time deal. He just, he continued to get paid.
I'm going to angle for that from Ben.
That is a nice exit. That's a nice exit move right there. Yeah. That'll be a short conversation, Chase, by the way.
I know. I figure the worst thing he can say is no.
Well, that's true, and he will, but just saying. Nonetheless.
Now, he could make it worse, really, actually. You know.
yeah, he could. No, and it starts now. How's that?
Yeah, well, it could get worse.
but nonetheless, and that's fine. And I guess the San Antonio judges finally came up with the answer and the map that pretty much we've been looking at for a long time for redrawing all the elections.
Yeah, and that means we're going to have a primary before the general election.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That'll be,
that?
Yeah. 29th, is that right, of May?
May 29th.
Like that? Yeah. May 29th. So it becomes 3 months away instead of, I guess originally they were looking for it to be starting to wrap up right about now.
They wanted to get in there and have a say-so on who's going to be president and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, it's only the second most populous state in America. There's no reason that you want to know what we had to say about anything. You know, I did hear that what they did in Michigan was kind of interesting in that presidential primary, in that each congressional district was awarded. I mean, it's like a race within the congressional district. That's why it's not a winner-take-all state. They had it divided up that way. I find that kind of an interesting way to do it. And but, you know, then we have to do that 254 times here. I guess that would be a little tough. All right. Did I miss anything? I mean, I don't know.
No.
Andrew Breitbart got killed, huh? I mean, he died.
He died, yeah. Unless you know something we don't.
Yeah, really. I mean, careful.
He died.
Yeah.
He died. So, yeah, so did Davy Jones.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
Of the monkeys.
Yeah.
Birds of a feather.
That's right. Hey, it all happens in threes.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I happen to hear on satellite radio, Cousin Brucey, who I think is 97, was talking about Davy Jones. He was, 66? Is that right?
Uh-huh.
See, now that makes you feel old because, you know, we remember when they were all young. Of course, we were young at that time, too, weren't we?
And now they're dead.
Yeah. Time to get your taste buds ready. The